back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
720 WGN, the Steve Cochran Show. Steve out back on Monday. Justin Kaufman here. 312-981-7200. We've got pictures of the weather. We'll have another update on the roads and the weather coming up here in just a couple minutes. Mary Vandeveld, Steve Brzanich, stay with us also. But right now, Coach Fitz joins us as he does every Friday.
And he is sponsored by Mini of Glencoe, North Shore, Mini of Chicago.
Coach, good to have you.
Hey, it's great to be with you. You get up this morning and let's go. How about this? Yeah. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I'm with you, man. I got a lot of optimism. The team here is trying to shake that optimism. They are not happy, but I'm showing a lot of optimism this morning.
Well, we live in Chicago. I mean, what do you expect? It's November. Let's go. This is awesome.
Coach, Justin has a history of being over the top excited about things the very first day it happens, and then his excitement drops to like a negative energy level the next day. Yeah. So we're just being we're managing Justin's energy.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah. I apologize for everybody else.
Coach,
your party.
What a tremendous game up Ryan Field on Saturday. National broadcast. The feel to be in that building had to have been electric. You know, you didn't come out with the outcome that you wanted against Notre Dame, but what was it like to be there, to be a part of that, and what did you tell the kids afterwards?
Well, I'm very thankful for our fan support. It was a great atmosphere. It was a lot of fun, and hopefully that becomes the consistent norm in Ryan Field. That's kind of the goal, and that's what we're working towards. But we got to do our part and win on the field. What I told the guys after the game is we made critical mistakes. You know, we had every opportunity to keep that game a one-score game, and typically we win one-score games, and made a big momentum play down the stretch, and then obviously we couldn't get off the field on third down in the last drive. But there were other plays that went into the game. But this group's been working really hard all year. I'm really proud of them. We've got three critical games here moving forward, no more important than this Saturday at Kinnick against the Iowa Hawkeyes.
I agree with Justin. I just thought it was just such a great atmosphere last week for college football all day in Evanston. But okay, so this is continuing the gauntlet now. Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Iowa. In certain respects, they're all ranked, or at least at the time you played them, they were. And what's the common denominator between these three teams, because they do seem to have some similarities?
Yeah, you know, they play three-phase football, and what I mean by that is all three phases, you know, offense, defense, kicking game, all are well-coached, all have talent, and all can make plays. So you've really got to be high and tight on what you're doing. You got to execute. You got to put yourself in position not to be chasing teams. And, a couple weeks ago against Wisconsin, we were able to get a lead. And, obviously able to be successful in that game. And then, against Notre Dame, we had an opportunity to get the lead, and we put ourselves in a hole. And our guys are always going to fight, and we battle through it. And, last year against the Hawkeyes, this was a defensive just struggle. I mean, it was, 7-7 going to the fourth, if I remember correctly, and then 10-10 going to overtime. And so, this is always a very physical game. This is not a game you wake up on Sunday morning and you feel very good. and then you compound it with the challenge of playing out at Kinnick. It's one of the great college venues. Their fan base is absolutely outstanding. And I know for our guys, we're excited to take part for our first time in the wave, the tradition they started out at Iowa a year ago, to raise up and lift up the young people and the families at the Children's Hospital right behind our bench. So going to be a special day for football, and just looking forward to the challenge.
That is a really cool, a relatively young tradition, but it's really, I think, caught on, and how can you not be impressed by that? But you guys have won 9 straight against teams in the Big Ten West. That's the longest winning streak anybody has in that division. Why do you think you've been so effective against the teams in the West? Is it familiarity with them?
No, I think it's just the common themes of football. I think for the most part, we've been able to establish a running game and stop the run. We've taken care of the football. We've kept the ball inside and in front defensively. We haven't given up explosive plays. And then in the kick game, we've made a play or two. But more importantly, we haven't allowed any explosion plays. And so You know, most of those games have all been tight. There have been very few multi-score wins. But at the same time, you know, I think our guys are confident in that type of game. And, you know, hopefully we'll find a way to get this done. Obviously, three critical weeks for us and none bigger than this week.
Got your injury report last night. Two starters out in your secondary. You've been through this before. I mean, that's part of the deal, right? Do you look to some young guys now to step in, or are there backups who are veterans who are going to see more action?
Yeah, next guys that are up. You know, we've repped everybody, Dave.
Yeah.
If you have eligibility, you've got reps this week in the secondary, and you know, it's just the next guy's got to step up. This has been kind of a theme for this team. We faced a lot of adversity this year. And when we've been successful, the next guys have gone out and played well. So we've had a really good week of practice. And, you know, my hope is that we could take that with us on the bus out across the Mississippi to take on the Hawkeyes.
Coach, you know, the Blackhawks got a new coach this week, and you were a new young guy coach following a legend, you know, quite a few years ago, 12 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, 13th year.
Do you have any advice for him to how to handle that since you were in that position?
Get some sleep. that's easier said than done. I know, you know, my first couple of years, you know, obviously taking over in a little bit of different circumstances, but, you know, you've got to be who you are. You've got to do your job, and then you've got to put people around you that you can trust and allow them to do their jobs. But most importantly, you got to take care of yourself. You know, the people that are a lot smarter than you and brighter than you have put you into that position for a reason. They believe and trust in you. And, you know, you just got to go out and do your job. But I would like to say thank you to Coach Q. I've met him a couple times and have some friends that are very close with him. And just thankful for all that he brought to Chicago as a kid in high school in 93, you know, when the Hawks played for the Cup. And fell a little bit short. That's when I fell in love with the Blackhawks. And, you know, to see the rise of the organization, you know, I know it's a new chapter, but just want to say thanks to Coach Q to get three cups is pretty spectacular.
Coach, go get them this weekend at Iowa. Looking forward to this game. When does it kick off, Dave?
It's 2:30 kick tomorrow afternoon, and we'll start our pregame at 2 o'clock.
Love it. Huge game. Yeah, Coach Fitz, Northwestern Wildcats. Thanks, bud.
Appreciate it. Go Cats.
And Coach Fitz, sponsored by Mini of Glencoe, North Shore, Mini of Chicago.
Are you guys driving or are you flying?
Driving. As he said, they go on the bus.
I can't get a private jet. We're not at that point yet.
Not taking the bus. Well, it's not that. You know, it's
college football.
It's easier just to drive it
right up
or to go on the bus than to fly. We're by the way, we're going to start the game tomorrow a.m. 8:90 at 2 o'clock. Because we'll have we've got that Blackhawks afternoon game tomorrow.
Right.
And then once our Hawks post game with Chris Bowden is over, then we will, here on WGN, we'll join the Cats in Progress. Should be fairly early in the game.
Oh, what a game. Can't wait. I mean, you nailed it. Wisconsin to Notre Dame to Iowa.
This is a gauntlet. It's a gauntlet.
Schedule.
If you're going to win, if you're going to get where you need to go, you got to get through
this
with success.
It's fun.
Yeah.